Okay, we're holding on Pesachim Daf Peichet. We're at the bottom of Pei Zayin and Bet Ula Amar. So why were we continuing the topic? Why were we sent to Bavel? Ula says Kadesh Yochlu Tamarim V'Yaskum Torah. So we can eat dates, you know, freely, and that's going to sustain us, and then we don't have to stop learning Torah, right? Because we can be just sustained by dates. Ula Ikle Pompidita. Then Ula went to Pompidita, Karavle Trina de Tamre, and he got a basket of dates. Amar Lehu, when he asked the merchant, Kamaki Hani Bezuza, how many of these can I get for a Zeus? Amar Le, Tlat Bezuza, you can get three for a Zeus. Amar Melot Sana Dushan Bezuz, I can get a basket full of honey for a Zeus, and the Babylonians aren't engaged in Torah learning, right? Meaning I can sustain myself so easily, and yet they're not sitting and learning Torah, even though they're so easily sustained. Really, they were learning Torah, but just he says they should be learning more if it's this easy. Ruha, and then later that night, he had terrible stomach pains from all the dates that he ate. Amar Melotzana Samadamota Bezuza Bavel Bavli Asbe Oraita says you can buy death poison for a zuz per basket, and the Babylonians are engaged in Torah. I mean, now he's impressed. He's like, they're managed to studying Torah even when these things are so cheap and they have such a hard impact. Amar Elazar Ma'irichtiv, what does it mean that which is written Mahalchu Amim Rabim Ba'amruchu Naale El Hashem? Abayt Elokei Yaakov. Okay, Yaakov. Velohei Avraham Yitzchak. Rather, so what does it mean that which is written that people will go and say, let's ascend to the mountains to the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Yaakov? What is he? Only the God of Yaakov? He's now the God of Avraham and Yitzchak. Elokei Avraham Shekatuv Bo Har. Shneemar Asher Yomar Hayom Behar Hashem Yirav. Elokei Yitzchak Shekatuv Bo Sode. Shneemar Yitzchak Yitzchak Lesuch Masadeh. Because they're calling, they're going to the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That who called it a house? It's not like Avram, because Avram called it a har. He called Har HaMoriah, and he called it a har. And he called it Har Hashem, rather. Be referred to it as a mountain, which is not as homey. And Yitzchak called it a sadeh, he called it a field. As it says that Yitzchak went out to speak to God in the field. But Yaakov, however, he called it a house. Yaakov really called it, saw the Magam of Kadosh Baruch Hu as a house for him, right? And so the people called it a house, the house of God. So they refer to God as the God of Yaakov. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Gadol Kibbutz Galiyot Kibshen Shenivro Bo Shemayim Baaretz. The day of the ingathering of the exiles is a great day, like the day of creation. Shneimar v'nikabtu bnei Yehuda v'nei Yisrael yachla v'shavulehem v'samulehem rosh echad v'alumina aretz hi gadol yom Yisrael, right? That Klal Yisrael, the Bnei Israel, the Bnei Yehuda will get together and appoint someone over them. They're going to return from the exile. It's going to be a great day. Yom Echad, and so that Yom connection, based on the writing of day by both Psukim, is comparing the ingathering from the exile like the day that the world was created. Yadam Shachtu Alem Apshurim. Okay, back to the halacha. You have an orphan and a his guardian slaughtered Korban Pesach for him. Shema Mina Yesh Breira. Clearly, there's a Breira because he gets to eat whichever offering that he wants. Right, the multiple ones are slaughtered for him. He can eat whichever one he wants. Amar Zera Sei Labai Mikol Makom. No, it's not about Breira. Rather, it's just indicating to you that that the Apitrobus himself has the authority to determine which Korban, his Yitom, the orphan is responsible for, is appointed on. So it's not that the Yitom decides after the fact. The Apotropos really appoints him appoints him on the Korban at the time that he's slaughtering it. Tan Rabbanan, we learned the Brayta. Se Labai. You take a lamb for a household. Malamin shadam bevi v'shochet alidei v'no v'to k'tanin v'alidei abdo v'shivchato k'nanid ben midatan ben shalom midatan. So a person can slaughter on behalf of his children or his slaves or maid servants, his Kanaani slaves or maid servants, whether they agree or not. However, he can't slaughter Korban Pesach for his grown children, nor for his Hebrew slaves, nor for his wife, unless they have consented to it. Tani idach. We learn a different bright. Lo yishchat adam lo yidei beno uvito gedolim al yidei avdo v'shivchot evrim v'al yidei v'al yidei isho ela midatan. Ela shochet hu al yidei beno uvito ktanim v'al yidei avdo v'shivchot ktanani k'va ben midatan ben shalom midatan. Right? So that's, you know, we basically taught that before in the other Brayta. This is a different Brayta that says basically the same thing. However, the Brayta continues like this. And if they went and slaughtered an animal, and then the master slaughtered an animal as well, they are yotze with the master's animal. They're not yotze with their own animal. Chutz mi'a isha. Except for a woman who does this, shiachol limchol. Because a woman can protest, and she can say, I don't want to be a part of that animal. Ma'ash na'isha. Well, what's different about his wife, right? We listed several people who could, who you need their consent to bring the Korban Pesach on their behalf. Amarava isha v'chol d'damila. The wife was just an example. The wife and all other people who can protest are can be yotze with their own. Haguv kasha. Well, here we have a stira. Amar chutz min ha'isha yachol limchol. Right, we said, except for a woman, she's allowed to protest. But meaning, minastam, she's with the husband. Tama demachi, right? Because she protests, that's why she's not with her husband's korban. Halu machi nafka b'shabala. So minastam, she is with her husband's korban pesach. Vadekani reisha v'lo alidei ishto el midatan. But in the reisha, we thought that a woman that a man can't just slaughter a korban pesach on his wife's behalf. He needs her consent to do so. Hastam alo nafka, meaning if he did so without asking her, then she shouldn't be yotze. So what is it? Is it that if she protests, then she's not with her husband? Or does he have to go ahead and ask her consent beforehand? My elamidatan. What does it mean that he needs her consent? Lav da brinan in. Not that he needs her to come up and say, I want to be a part of your Korban Pesach. Rather, we presume that she wants to be a part of this Korban Pesach unless specified otherwise. Lepuke hechadam arlo. Unless she actually says no, that's when we assume that she doesn't want to be on her husband's Korban Pesach. But a different challenge. The Brita says that anyone who slaughtered and their master slaughtered for them, yotze mishal rabban. Right, so they're yotze with their master's korban. Divistama. So clearly, we're talking about a case that was unspecified. They didn't protest. It was a case of unspecified. Intent on their behalf, whether they wanted to be with their master's korban v'ketani, and what do we teach in that brayta? Chutz min ha'isha v'mnei she'yachol limchot, right? And we said that except for a woman who can protest, but the whole brayta was talking about people who were unspecified, right? So how are you going to say that that we're talking about a woman who did specify in this case, if the rest of the brayta is talking about people who did not specify their intent? What do you mean we're talking about people who didn't specify their intent? Here, they slaughtered a different korban. There's no clear sign that they protested to being a part of their master's korban than actually slaughtering a different korban. Evet shel shnei shutafim. Okay, we spoke about a slave who was owned by two different partners. Rami le Rav Ina Saba le Rav Nachman. So Rav Ina Saba challenged or opposed contradiction to Rav Nachman. Tanani le Mishnah. Evet shel shnei shutafim lo yacham mishal shnei. A slave of two partners can't eat from both of them. That if he wants to eat from this one, he wants to eat from that one. Amarle inasaba. He responded inasaba. But amarle, some say he actually responded this. Patia akuma, a black vessel. That was Nachman called inasaba. Mine minach tastayim shemastata. Right, we can resolve this between us. Matitin bekapide adade. Brita de lo kapide adade. The Mishnah speaks about where the partners are not machbid on each other, not to, meaning sometimes you have partners who kind of just share in everything, and sometimes your partners say, this is my domain, this is your domain. You don't impede on my domain, I don't impede on your domain. Right? If they're those kind of partners, then the Eved can't eat from both. However, if they're not machbid on each other, then the Eved can eat from both. Misha chetzio Eved chetzio ben chored lo yachal misha rabo. Someone who is half slave, half free person cannot eat from his master. Michel rabo hu de lo yochal. So from his masters he can't eat. However, from his own, he can eat. However, didn't we learn in a different breita that he can't eat from his own or from his master's? So how do we resolve that? Can he eat from his own, just not from his master's? Or can he not from either of them? Low kasha, some difficulty. Right? The beginning of the meaning where one sheet is in accordance to the beginning of the Mishnah and how we treat someone who's chetzi chetzi, and the other teaching that says that he can eat from his own is in accordance with the latter part of the Mishnah. Now, what Mishnah are we talking about? It's not only the Mishnah Mishnah chetzi 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 ben chori noved et rabo yom echad vetz atzmo yom echad divir ben hillel. Ben hillel says if you have someone who's half and half, so he works for himself half one day, he works for his master half a day. Beit Shammai says the following. Meaning you fix his master's problem of how to treat him. Have you didn't fix his problem? What's his problem? Lisa Shifcha Eriochel, he can't get married. Jikvar Chetzio Ben Chorin. He can't marry a slave because he's half a free man. Lisa Ben Chorin Eriochel Shadan Chetzio Evan. He can't marry a free woman because he's half slave. Yvatel, so maybe he shouldn't have kids. Valo, he shouldn't get married, he shouldn't have kids. So, Halo Nivra. Ha'olam el l'piriv-rivya. The entire world was created only so that we reproduce and multiply. Right? It's the purpose of our, it's the purpose that we're here. How can you say you shouldn't be involved in it? Shneimar, as it says, lo tov v'ra l'shevitzara. Right? The world was not, you know, created stam. It was created so that we can populate it. El ne tikun ha'olam. Kofinet rabo v'ose oto ben chorin. Right? Rather, sort of for the sake of the fixing of the world, or for the sake that the world should continue to prosper, we force the master to release the other half of him. V'chtov shtar al chetzi, when he writes a release document on half of his value, al chetzi damav, half of his value, v'chazer behilel wrote Beit Shammai. Then behilel went back and taught like Beit Shammai. So originally, when we said that he couldn't eat from anyone's, that's when he's half and half. However, when we thought that he could eat from his own, that's at the end when Beit Hillel goes back and paskens like Beit Shammai that we should make him be set free. New Mishnah, Homer lavdot sev shochet alai et Pesach. He says, tells the slave, go slaughter korban Pesach for me. Shachet divi yochal, shachet talav yochal. If he slaughters a goat, so he should eat that. If he slaughters a lamb, then you know he should eat that. What if he slaughtered both a lamb and a goat? Yochal min rishon, the first of them that are slaughtered. Shachach ma amar lo rabo. What if the slave forgot what his master asked for, a lamb or a goat? Ketad yaseh, yishchatel v'gdi. He should slaughter both of them. Yomar im gdi amar li. He says, well, you know, if he told me a gdi, amar li rabbi, if my master told me to slaughter a gdi, gdi shlo, so the gdi belongs to him, v'tale shli, and the tale belongs to me. V'im tale amar li, and if he told me to slaughter a tale, rabbi, hatale shlo, then the Itala becomes his, and the Igdi is mine. Shachach Rabba Ma'amarlo, and if the master doesn't remember what he said to him, Shnei Miyasu Be'ezrefa, both need to be burnt, because you don't know which one is your Korban, Pturim Lasso Pesach Sheni, but you're Pater from doing Pesach Sheni, because once the Korban was slaughtered properly, the Korban is slaughtered properly, end of story, and therefore you're Yotzei Korban Pesach. Pshita, obviously, if he slaughtered a Gdi, then you eat the Gdi, and he slaughtered a Tala, you eat the Tala. What does he need, why does Mishnah need to teach me that? Rather, it's still this. Shachat Gdi Yochal Af Al Gav De Ragi Batala. Right? If you slaughtered a goat, then you eat the goat, even if you generally eat the lamb. Even if it's your normal Korban. Shachat Tala Yochal Af Al Gav De Ragi Gdi, and vice versa. Shachat Gdi Batala Yochal Min Rishon. So, slaughter both, you eat the first one. Vatanya, didn't we learn to write that ein nimdin al shnei psachim ge'echad? You can't be appointed on two different korban pesachs at once. Matidin melech malka. That Mishnah was teaching, it was taught about a king and queen. That Mishnah was taught in respect to a king and queen. Vatanya, didn't we learn to write that ein nimdin al shnei psachim ge'echad? You can't be part of two korbanot. Umasav melech malka shamru lavdeim. And there's a case where a king and queen told to their slaves, Tzu v'shachtu aleinu et ha-pesach, go out and slaughter a korban pesach, v'su yatsu v'shachtu aleinu shnei pesachim, and they went and slaughtered two korban pesachs for them, ba'u v'shalu et ha-melech, came and asked the king, amar lehem, lechu v'shalu et ha-malka, says, go ask the queen, ba'u v'shalu et ha-malka, went and asked the queen, amar lehem, lechu v'shalu et ha-gamliel, she said, go ask the gamliel what we do, ba'u v'shalu et ha-gamliel, amar lehem, malka v'melech v'dat and kala, lehen, yochum and risha. A king and queen who are kalot datan, meaning they're easily persuadable. They're not so stingy, so particular, so about which one they eat, the kid or the lamb. So they're allowed to eat. So they should just eat the first one slaughtered. Anan, however, for us, lo nochal min rishon v'lo min sheni, we can't because we're very particular. We're not so rich, right? So we're very particular about what we eat. They have an abundance, right? So they're not very particular. We're very particular about what we eat here. In which case, if you slaughtered the first one as the one we didn't want to eat, and we're particular about it, then we wouldn't have wanted to be a part of it, so we're not a part of it. But we don't know which one was first. Or rather, we don't know if we were appointed to this one or appointed on that one. In which case, the maskana, we can't eat either of them. Meshuv pam achad, another case involving Rav Gamliel and the king and queen. Nimse halta bebet tavachim. Right, a lizard was found. Dead lizard was found in the kitchen. And they wanted to make the entire seuda atame because a dead lizard was found in the food. Ba'u v'shalot ha-melech. They went and asked the king what to do. Amar lehem lechov v'shalot ha-malka. They said, go ask the queen what to do. Ba'u v'shalot ha-malka. Amar lehem lechov v'shalot ha-rum gamliel. So they went and asked the queen. And she said, go ask rum gamliel. Ba'u v'shalot ha-to. Amar lehem. So when asked rum gamliel, he said the following. Beitam ha-midbachayim roteach otonin. Were the cook, what was he preparing in the kitchen? Was it hot or cold? Amar lo roteach. So it was a hot, they were preparing hot things. Amar lehem lechov v'tilu lav koshel tonin. So go pour a cup of cold water over this lizard. Valchu v'tilu went and poured cold water over the lizard. Rechisha, right? And he moved, meaning he's still alive. And Rav Gamliel said, okay, the whole suit is fine because he's not dead. Nimtza Melech Talib Malka. So the king was dependent on the queen. The queen is dependent on Rabban Gamliel. In fact, the whole meal was dependent on Rabban Gamliel. So the Mishnah says the master doesn't remember what he told his slave. So what did he do in that case? The Mishnah spoke about Shali Mash Gana Eved Kana Rabo. How does the slave say something like "This is mine"? Whatever is yours is the master's, right? Whatever you acquire, whatever the slave acquires, the master acquires. Amar Abaye says, this is the case that we're talking about. Holch etzel roeh haragil rabo etzlo. So he goes to a shepherd that his master goes to a lot. Denichale be takante de rabe. And he wants the master to help the master out. Magani lechad min ayu. And the shepherd gives him one of the animals. Almanacha in the Rabbi Roshubo, and says that I'm only giving you this on the condition that your master has no hana from it. Shachach Rabbo Masha Amarlo. Okay, what if the master forgot what he told the slave? Amar Abaye Lo Shana Ela Shachach Achar Zrika. We only thought that case where you forgot after you already sprinkled the blood. The Beina De Izrik Dam Have a Chazil Achila, because at the time you sprinkled the blood, it was fit for eating. Aval Shachach Levnei Zrika. However, if you don't remember what you told him before the Zrika of the Dam, Dechi Izrik. So at the time you sprinkled the blood, you didn't know, then the korban was not fit at the time you sprinkled the blood. So it was not a kosher korban. You don't have a kosher korban. You have to do a korban pesach sheni. Ikedematni la abraita. Those who teach it referring to the following braita. Chamisha shenit arvu oro peschein. Five people who the hides of their korban pesach were confused with one another. They got mixed up. Nimtzei yabel lechamen. And one of them had a blemish that passes them. Kula niotz in the vedas reifa. All the korban don't need to be burnt. But they're all exempt because from doing Pesach Sheni because their korbanot were already brought. Amar Abaye Lo Shanu Ela Shem Arvu Lachar Zrika. We only thought that once the hides were mixed up after the sprinkling of the blood, that knowing that the sprinkling of the blood happened at the time where the korbanot were still kosher. Tavina the Izrik Zam Miha Avale Achila Chazel Achila, because at the time they were sprinkling the blood, they were still fit to be eaten. In which case it's a kosher korban. Aval Nit Arvu Lifnei Zrika. However, if they mixed up before the korban. And they all need to be burnt before the Zrika was ever done. Chavin lasot Pesach Sheni. Then you have to bring Pesach Sheni because the Zrika was not done at a time where your Korban Pesach was still seen as fit. So you didn't do a Korban Pesach. My dematni amitznitin koshken abraita. The one who teaches that about the Mishnah, all the more so they would say about the Breita. My dematni abraita aval amitznitin lo. However, the one who taught that din by the Breita would not teach it by the Mishnah. Kimen the Kshirin Ninu, Di'i Idkar, Havachazi, La'achila, Kamai, Shemaya, Galia. Because there's a big difference between the Mishnah and the Breita, right? The Mishnah, you don't remember. It was kosher. You don't remember which one you did. But you said it. You know, you said it. And God knows that you said it. So you don't remember what it is. So you can't eat from it. So, you know, it's possible to a certain degree. But it was kosher. You just don't remember which korban you said to bring. However, in this case, it has a blemish. Meaning it is not. It's possible. Right? So it's not kosher. It's not like there's this suffix out there. It's not kosher. It's possible korban. And therefore, the one who taught this din by the Mishnah, all the more so would say that by the Breita, where it's most definitely possible. However, the one who taught it by the Breita would not necessarily say it by the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is still a tzad to say that this is really kosher, because you did say one, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows which one you said, you don't remember personally. Okay, we're going to stop here.